ready to go.
Okay, I'm Rifki Baum. I'm the editor of Slink magazine, which is the UK's first and only aspirational lifestyle glossy for women who are size 14 plus.
And what made you decide to start this new magazine?
I'd kind of looked at a lot of other magazines. I'd seen some sort of more European plus size magazines, and I work both in with straight models in sort of regular fashion styling, as it were, and plus size. And I just felt that there should be more of a crossover, so the way that you would shoot an editorial for a straight size model could also easily translate to plus size, but it wasn't being seen as that, and it was always done in a more sort of commercial, slightly frumpy, when I thought actually there could be a greater fashion element to it, which was kind of the original idea behind the magazine.
When you create each new edition and put together the shoots and choose your models, do you ever think, I would like to airbrush that out or in, or how much do you feel you need to digitally alter the pictures in your magazine?
We never airbrush anyone smaller or bigger. I'm against that, as it were, because, you know, I know there are catalogues that make girls look bigger. I think, therefore, if they're going to do that, they should just hire big models. And equally, there are, you know, obviously we've all seen images where they've been shrunk. I never book a model with the intention of airbrushing. It's more you get the shots back, and if light needs to be corrected, you know, because the light balance isn't great and it's therefore giving shadows or, you know, red marks where there shouldn't be because they've had something else on before, then I would definitely correct it, and I don't have a problem with that.
You said there are catalogues that make models look bigger?
Yes.
Which ones are those?
I'm not going to divulge my sources, but there are catalogues that do, that I know the same girls and I know they make them bigger rather than smaller. And also equally, you will find that there are some plus size models, not necessarily in this country, I think it's more of an American thing. They kind of almost have like fat suits to make them bigger, because even once you get to plus size, all your clients want a different thing. You know, so there'll be some clients that want a 12, some that want a 14, some that want a 16. So even within the plus size modelling, there's no set standard for a size, and therefore they kind of have to jump sizes fairly frequently. So rather than obviously like eat and then diet and eat and then diet and eat and then diet, they
Bridget
have
Jones style.
Yeah, they then kind of have sort of suits, as it were, to kind of plump them up a bit.
That's bizarre.
It's completely crazy.
I never knew that. Wow. So any plus size models we see in a catalogue that aren't in your magazine may well be wearing a fat suit.
They may well be. They might not be, though. I mean, not everyone does it, and it's not, you know, I don't know if it's like a massive industry practice. It's just something that I've heard that has happened, and I do know that there are some places that make their, that digitally enhance their models slightly bigger. So I think, you know, as much as we vilify people that kind of shrink their models to like insane proportions, you know, equally, if you want a bigger model, hire a bigger model. They do actually exist.
Wow. In one of the articles about your magazine that I read, it refers to your magazine being about real women. And that phrase really jars with me, because everyone's a real woman unless they're a man.
I have to say, I didn't actually use those words. So I don't know if they're in quotation marks or not. If they are, then I didn't actually say them.
They're not, but it's used repeatedly to refer to your magazine.
I think, you know, when people write about plus size, there is this generalisation term to use the term real woman. To be honest, if people read the magazine, they'll notice it's actually never once used in the magazine. If any of our writers use it, I actually tend to take it out and re-edit like that sentence to phrase it in a different way. We never use the term real woman. I know that when we come to promote the magazine, when we have articles and stuff, it's inevitable that they're going to use the term real woman. There's not a lot we can do about that, but as a magazine, it's not something that we agree with, because like you said, every woman's a real woman unless they're a bloke. So it's not a term that we use, but we do know that when plus size is mentioned, it's inevitable that, you know, people are going to use that term. There's very little that we can do to stop them.
Why do you think it's become inevitable?
I think because there is this thing that straight size models aren't, you know, that all torture themselves, which is totally not true. You know, there are some girls that aren't naturally very slim, and I think people often also miss the point that they're about 15 years old. So I think they're built up to be these almost ethereal creatures that don't really exist. And then I think, you know, when we say, oh, you know, 20% of the population, I think it is, wear a size 18 plus. So there is that whole thing about, you know, this not being real, but this, you know, one thing not being real, but one thing is. So I think, yeah, it's just a term that's been linked onto the plus size industry as a means, I suppose, of giving it more basis, perhaps. But we don't say one thing's wrong or better than the other, and we never have. We've never said, I work with straight size models all the time. You know, I've got no problem with a girl being a size 6. Equally, I've got no problem with someone being 26 if that's what they're happy with.
What do you think about the role of airbrushing in advertising, in terms of adverts being aspirational and people aspiring to these images of beauty and glamour and this weird perfection? Is it naive to think that we shouldn't have that?
I think it is, actually. I think photoshopping of images has been around since photography has been invented. You know, they used to have people that painted on emulsion onto wrinkles to get them out, and then so they used to print off the like the negatives and have guys with the little sort of, I want to call them binoculars, but they're not, and then paint on emulsion so that those lines wouldn't come up. Ever since we've had photography, we've had a way of editing them. It's now become a lot easier. But I think the very basis of magazines and photos is, for, especially in a magazine, is aspirational. And I think it's naive to think that that people want to see completely unretouched images, which I don't think they do. And I think it's also naive to think that, you know, especially younger generations, I'm not saying that there isn't anyone, I think there are a lot of girls that maybe don't realise, and that comes down to education and schooling, and I do think it's probably something we should talk about in school more. You know, I think there should be, you know, if you're doing PSHE lessons or form time or whatever, there should be something on body confidence and body image, and I think it's something that schools should look at discussing. But personally, I teach part-time as well, and I teach 16-year-old girls. And I've done lessons on advertising as part of what I teach. And when I asked them if they realised that these adverts weren't real, they looked at me like I was stupid for thinking that they might be.
Yeah, awareness is actually quite high.
I think awareness is very high, and I think you will always get girls that won't realise, and, you know, tragically, those are the ones that are most effective. But I think, therefore, it's more about discussing it so that people realise. But I don't think photoshopping is ever going to be something that we lose, and I don't think it's something that we actually want to lose. I think we just think we want to lose it. But I think if, you know, Vogue and us and Elle and everyone started producing shoots that weren't retouched in any way, shape or form, we actually wouldn't enjoy looking at those pictures.
So, in terms of the parliamentary group who's kind of launched the award ceremony we went to last Thursday, what would you want to see them do?
I thought it was really interesting, especially the people that went into schools, and I thought that was really impressive, and that was really important. As coming from someone that deals in plus size, I think we do have a completely wrong notion about plus size, and the way that we represent plus size women is quite shocking. You know, like when you watch EastEnders and you see Heather, for example, who's like the token, there's always a token plus size character, and as a general rule, they're unlucky and they're a bit thick and they're usually unemployed. And I think, you know, we, as a society, we always generalise myths. That's just what we do. But I've thought they were really impressive, the people that went into schools to try and sort of teach children from a young age. And I think that's kind of what we have to do. I don't think we're never going to lose completely the stigma, but I think we do. We're in such a society where media is so important and kids have access to the internet and images 24/7 that we do need to highlight that airbrushing exists, but I wouldn't ever get rid of it, to be honest.